Shalom to all. Today we're learning Sachas Vachim Perek Tes Mishnah Vav Mishnah Zayin. And today's Mishnahs are being learned B'schos Asur Bas Rachol Shishi B'zecher Fine Receiving Hagon Bikar of Mamesh. And we continue discussing what we had in the previous Mishnah is that if something was brought up on top of the Mizbeach and shouldn't have been there, but that was brought down, we're not supposed to bring it back up. So here we continue with this. V'chulam Shapaku Me'agam Mizbeach. All of them, if they were thrown off of the Mizbeach, Lo Yachzir, they shouldn't be brought back on. You know when you have oil on a pan and it's boiling, and then a little bit of water gets dropped inside, there's splashes that fly out, or sometimes you're frying schnitzel and a little piece will pop out or jump out of the pan. So sometimes that happened in the Mizbeach. You had a fire that was burning, things were being put into it. Sometimes because of the heat or other circumstances, something would just get thrown off in the Mizbeach. So one of these things we've been discussing that was not supposed to be put on the Mizbeach, but was put there anyway. As we had said, lo yerdu, don't take them down. However, if they were pakum al gam Mizbeach, they flew off the Mizbeach, so don't put them back up. And similarly says the Mishnah, v'chein gachel shepakum al gam Mizbeach. If a coal was on the Mizbeach and got thrown off, we don't put it back up. And here we have something that depends. A varm shepakum al gam Mizbeach, we have limbs of karbonos that were supposed to be put there. They were put in the fire to be burned, and they're in the middle of this process, and then they got thrown off in the Mizbeach. Kadim l'chatzos, if it's before chatzos, yachzir, it should be put back on, because we still have a chiyuv to burn it, and therefore it's put back on. And umoylin bohen, one could be ivar me'ila with it if he misappropriates it. He uses it for his own benefit. He could be ivar me'ila because it still has kedusha. Whereas the achatzos, if it's ready after chatzos, lo yachzir, don't put it back on. And ve'ein moylin bohen, one is not going to be ivar me'ila with it. Moving on to Mishnah Zayin here, we have another din. Kashem sham mizbeach makadosh asaroy loy. Just like the Mizbeach is makadosh that which is fitting for it, as we've been discussing the entire time, something that wasn't supposed to be put on the Mizbeach for whatever reason, but was brought up on top, the Mizbeach is Mekadesh it, so we don't take it down. Kacha Kevesh Mekadesh. So to the ramp in the Mizbeach affects that same thing, it's Mekadesh what's put on it. And Kashem Shem Mizbeach, Kevesh Mekadesh, and Saroy Lohen, just like the Mizbeach and the ramp are Mekadesh that which is fit for them, Kacha Kelim Mekadeshim. So to the vessels of the Beis HaMikdash are Mekadesh that which is fit for them. Continuing to discuss this, Klei Halach Mekadesh and Asalach, Umida Sayavish Mekadesh Sayavish. Something which is meant for liquids, such as oil, wine, or water, that's Mekadesh these liquids that are put inside, and something which is yavesh, dry, such as flour, is mekadesh something dry that's put inside. However, ein klei alach mekadesh and sayavesh, v'lemi sayavesh mekadesh alach. A kli that's meant for liquids is not mekadesh anything dry put inside, and a kli that's meant for something dry is not mekadesh something moist put inside. And the nafkamina over here would be that once something is mekadesh by a kli sharis, it was put in the proper kli and now it's kadesh, you can't be paid it. You can't transfer its kedusha onto money for whatever reason. There's also psul of lino, it's not allowed to stay overnight or without being processed in whatever way it's supposed to be. However, if it's not kaddish in a kli, you can leave it there, no problem, because it's not kaddish yet. The mission continues. Klei kaddish nikvu. Let's say we have one of the vessels of the Beis HaMikdash that got a hole in it. Im oisin heim me'in malachton shayu oisin v'heim shleimim mekachin. If it's able to perform the same malacha that it was used for beforehand, meaning the hole doesn't make so much of a difference, you could still use it, so there's still mekadesh. But if not, ein mekachin, then it's not mekadesh because you can't use it, and therefore it's not going to mekadesh anything put inside. Now, just an interesting side note, the Rav explains that anytime we have a broken kli in the Beis HaMikdash, we don't fix it. We make or we buy a brand new one. And something with the knives of the Beis HaMikdash, if it gets a pagam, if it gets a nick in it, we don't shave it down and fix it. We get a brand new knife. And the clothing kaihanim, if they get a certain level of dirty, we don't wash them. We just make brand new clothing. And this is all because of a concept called ein anius b'makom ashiras. When you're in a place of ashiras, when you're in a place of wealth, we don't act like paupers. We don't act like poor people that you have to fix something. A wealthy person, he just buys a brand new one. And the Beis HaMikdash is Hashem's house. It was full of gold and silver and copper, and there was such opulence there. Obviously, all chod shemayim for the grandeur and beauty and splendor of Hashem, and an expression of ein anius b'makom ashiras is if something breaks, you just get a brand new one, you don't fix it. The mission concludes, v'kula and all these, ein mekadeshin ela b'kodesh, they're only mekadesh in the kodesh, if they're in the azara, and they have something put into them, so then they're mekadesh it, but if not, then they're not mekadesh. We're going to stop here for the day and pick up tomorrow with Perek Yud, Mishnah Aleph and Beis. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.